This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I've got a really great rock star with us today, Christopher Lockhead. He is the co-author of the HarperCollins instant classic, Play Bigger, How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets. He's a co-host of Legends and Losers podcast and has been a three-time public company CMO and an entrepreneur, very successful. Fast Company magazines called him a human exclamation point. We'll have to find out what that means. And The Economist calls him off-putting to some. Christopher, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Derek. It's great to be here.
Man, I love seeing that. That begs the question. I mean, in your bio, we talk about being 18 and getting thrown out of school, no other options, start a company, and then 30 years in business, you're very successful. You're endorsed by some big names. Your book endorsed by the CEO of Salesforce.com and the founder, Jim Goetz, the Forbes number one venture capitalist in the world, partner at Sequoia Capital, all saying big things about what you're doing. So, man, tell me a little bit, take me back a little bit and tell me about your journey, being 18, getting thrown out of school, and tell me how you've progressed to where you are today.
Well, when I was a young man, Derek, I didn't know that I was dyslexic. And so I had a terrible time at school. You know, all the tough stuff like math and reading and geography and science and anything like that, as I got older and older, ultimately got harder and harder. And of course, nobody really knew. And so I got thrown out of school at 18 for failing out. And I found out at 21 that I was dyslexic. And so as a young man with really very limited options, my options were manual labor job or start a company. And so I had a friend who was in business. The personal computer was taking off at the time, and we decided to start a company. And so for me, I think it's true for a lot of entrepreneurs, Derek, entrepreneurship was really a way out of a life of struggle. And so ultimately, I grew up in Montreal, Canada, and I ended up, my first company did well for a while and then failed. And I was a loser at 21, and I joined another startup, helped start another company, and then ultimately moved to Toronto and started another one of my own companies, which got acquired by a Silicon Valley-based software company called Vantiv approximately 20 years ago. And so I moved to Silicon Valley, and at 27 years old, I was the head of marketing for a publicly traded NASDAQ software company. And, you know, I just kept going. I went on ultimately to do that two more times. And then my last CMO gig was at a company called Mercury Interactive. And we sold that company about 10 years ago to Hewlett Packard for about $5 billion, making HP my favorite company of all time.